BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Well, it's Thursday's podcast. This is the Scott Mills Daily. Hi. It was a super soak on Innuendo Bingo. No one was dry. Our friend Gemma Kearney was on. It was a wet one. Chris brings us show and tell and introduces us to a brand new friend that we'd never met before. And an excellent pop special on Real or No Real. Some great facts about some of your favourite stars of music, but some may not be true. Enjoy it.
BBC Radio
1. You right, Chris?
Hello.
Had such fun last night at the National Television Awards.
I wanted to ask you about this. How was it?
Really good. I was in a glamorous room backstage, which had all the generators in for the whole of the O2. So I don't think you could hear it on the mic, but around me, all the noises was like of these generators doing their thing.
Well, I was a bit confused because I saw a picture of you that I think you put on your Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it the wrong gig? Because it looked like you had one of those commentator microphones.
I did. I felt like I was off of sport. One of those ones they have, I think it's called a lip mic, where you put it right up close and then you can't hear the generator noise around you. They just hear your voice. I didn't feel like they could hear me in the arena at all. My job was to entertain the crowd in between the ads that were on. So while the ads were on TV, I had to go, and please stay in your seats and do not leave for the toilet unless you absolutely have to. Things like that.
Was it like the announcements that you get on planes, like sort of emergency?
Safety exits here. Here and here. That they could hear me, though, because Sheridan Smith came up to me afterwards and went, oh, thanks very much for my shout-out on the mic. I was like, it wasn't really a shout-out. You were up for an award for Mrs. Biggs, and that's why I kind of mentioned you.
Were you doing shout-outs as well? Did you do a go on pigs?
No, or? I did a shout-out for Grimmy, because, you know, he was texting me going, oh, give me a shout-out. He loves a shout-out. It's like, you're on, you do the
radio
breakfast show.
Every day.
Yeah, but he loved it, so I gave him a shout. It was good. I did talk a bit too much, though, in the first break, so you might have heard me go, Dermot! On ITV, because I talked too long into the ad break, and so I was on.
So you were actually on with.
You could just hear me go, Dermot!
Did you do that on purpose? You blatantly did that on purpose,
didn't
you?
I did not! Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Here we go.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
I love these cameras. We've got close-ups on now. We've worked out how to do the zoom. It's well good.
I object to the close-up.
Yeah, same.
Why, darling?
Because, I mean, I feel like my face is rounder post-Christmas as it is, yeah? When my cheeks are filled like a chipmunk with water, there are some really... I saw that picture that you put on the Twitter last week. My face looks mahoosive!
Look, love, you'll never have as big a moon face as me, so okay. It's all fine.
It's when you feel the cheeks.
Why are you dressed like a fashionable convict today?
Well, no, it's that's in a vertical stripe.
Nice.
It's not vertical, is it?
Horizontal.
No, it's horizontal. No, it's... Last time I checked.
Oh, well.
Okay, it's time for when you're in a bingo. Can you please stare at each other today as well? David's requested it.
I find it weird, this. Yeah, no, because he does
stare
things like
her
that.
Out.
It's like, look, it's not normal.
Adam from Tunbridge is watching for the first time and is shaking Stevens.
I just feel awkward.
Daisy on text has just texted in. She says, sorry, Chris, officially now getting rid of my geek top. She's obviously got the same one as you, the one you're wearing today. It's going to bin it now.
Quickly.
You haven't even started.
Sorry.
That was warm. Why is it warm?
It's been in there for a while.
I just want to quickly say you look great today.
Thank you.
Geek. Water, please. Here's the first one on today's Innuendo Bingo. I can tell this is going to go wrong. Look at you both. Mischief in the eyes. Stop spurting, Kenny. What is the best thing about being Ben Fogle?
You've been tweeting about me all morning.
I can't help myself.
What did you say?
I think come I on. Said that I get to come on loose women.
And in particular, Janet Street Porter there.
I get to come on loose women.
Thank you, Ben Fogle.
I love Janet Street Porter.
What did you say? More waters, please. Watch us now on the Radio 1 website. Hashtag Super Soak. Chris in Wokingham spotted this, and here the Great British Bake Off trying new ways to bring in more viewers.
When I get the 2-minute warning, I'll whip them out, not before.
Panic. Oh, no.
Can we have more staring into the eyes, please? I like
really?
That. Really?
As a feminist, I had to keep that one in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that too a bit too...
just, you know,
yeah.
Whipping them out.
When I get the 2-minute warning, I'll whip them out, not before.
Now, a classic. Well, when I say a classic, we played it first on Tuesday, but it's a classic in my eyes. Mm-hmm. From your favourite, Gemma. What are you doing? Mm-mm. From your favourite, Lisa Tarbuck.
The crowd don't
understand. I've just remembered it.
You know what's coming.
Sorry.
I'm just laughing because I love Lisa Tarbuck okay, so much.
You'll love this.
You'll love this one.
Here we go. Sorry about the music, do bear with.
The crowd don't...
Stop it, Chris! Right,
just ignore me, I'll fill up as soon as I let go, okay? Look, I've got it here. I'm sorry, it's just I know what's coming.
The crowd don't understand.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned rod.
I love her.
Unbelievable.
She's right. It's true, isn't
she's
it?
She's right, yeah. Sometimes.
You need some old-fashioned rod every now and then.
Yeah, just occasionally.
I feel like I wet myself. I'm really wet. Yeah,
already.
It's one of those, isn't it?
Uncomfortable in certain areas.
Mike says, you're right, Mills. It's so much better watching than just listening. Yes, it is. Loving the new close-up, says Lauren in Devon. See, people like it. Get on the Radio 1 website now. You're missing out otherwise. Ready?
Ready.
All right, over to BBC Radio Derby now. It all happens in Derby by the sounds of it.
Why is it happening? Is it just a flawed system in the first place?
I think they just don't have enough people to deal with it. They're running around sticking their fingers in a dike.
Told. No, Gemma, no. You
don't question it, Gemma.
Give us some more water, please.
Oh, let's not draw attention to
it. Okay. Michael, thank you for sending this one in. And on food inspectors, it seems it's not just the food that they inspect.
This back door's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Look so cold.
Yeah, you think it's so okay. Cold, don't you?
I think you missed that one. That was
okay, you like that one, didn't you?
Got the full clip here for Funny. You. Here we go.
Back door's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
I can scrape dirt off. Yeah, you see. Yeah. But it's just scraped off the bit you touch every time you go out the back.
You're doing really well.
Nice close-up.
Oh, you swallowed.
Yeah.
Okay. More water, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Dan in Bournemouth spotted this one. And it seems Sarah Cox and Grimmy are getting on well. A bit too well, if you ask me.
It's growing.
Is it growing? Stop touching it. All you do is touch it.
It's crude.
And now, as we hover over Sarah's face, we come to her...
Just near her dribbly mouth.
Very dry area.
That was just weird, wasn't it?
That was
right, you have a choice then.
That was for the earlier one, yeah.
You had a choice. You could have directed that downwards.
I know I did.
Oh, my God.
I went right in your face.
I thought you were my friend.
Awkward. Oh, my God, how could you? All right. Everyone just calm down. Can we just relax? Okay. Okay, does anyone know...
What was that?
that was me letting you know that I mean business, yeah. All right?
All right.
Growled.
Water?
She growled at me, Scott.
I know.
Do you know what the highlight of Gok Wan's year is?
My family's annual Wang Clan Bash.
Oh, no.
Oh, my family's no. annual Wang Clan Bash.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You look really sad.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some more.
It's gone right through.
It's going well today, I think.
With you. Right through.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Brooke at Southampton Uni. This is making her day and putting her off your uni work. Okay? Sometimes DJs forget to turn off their microphones. I know it's happened to me before. I think that's what happened to Zane Lowe on this bit here.
Wilkinson and Aman need to know. High point of the day, 7 p.m. blast off. What's yours? 81199 Twitter, Facebook. Get them in. No matter what I do, Gary Pounder, thick and fast, please. Gary Pounder, thick and fast, please.
What? Why was Gary Pounder even there? Was Gary working on the show?
I think so.
I was about to say.
Oh. Okay.
Oh my golly gosh, is all I can say.
It's a wet one.
Oh.
Are we ready? I've got some more. And now it's time for a classic from Come Dine With Me.
I've never tasted balls as lovely as these.
It was like the wee in Cupid again, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like a little wee coming out. Okay. Oh, Chris, you look really upset with yourself.
How many more?
I got two more.
All right.
Oh, God. We don't have to necessarily let go. Let's try to hold it in.
I know, I do.
Okay. Now, it seems that Chris Evans and his accountant are quite close.
I went to see my accountant. But he didn't finish me off last week, so he's coming back today for another go. He didn't finish me off.
Gemma!
It's as soon as you go.
He didn't finish me off last week, so he's coming back today for another go.
Chris, look at your hair.
Yeah.
Wow. Close up on the hair. Amazing.
We're actually getting extra water.
I know, it's insane. It's actually insane.
We've just got one more for you now. Just the one.
All right.
Okay. Oh. Exhausted.
Ready?
My family's annual Wang Clan Bash.
Ah! Okay, I lied too.
Oh, my God!
Please, not another one, Scott.
Oh, God!
The revenge on that is going to be a horrible one. Please, can we just put the theme tune on and let's...
I'm so wet.
Gemma. I've never seen this before.
I have to actually wring out my T-shirt. I'm so wet.
Can we...
One more. No.
It just got out of control.
I know.
Anyone know Bingo is eating it itself.
One more. This is brutal today. And let's go over to Dan Snow's History of the Railways.
Next time, the Age of Supremacy. How the railways won back the public's confidence. How new frontiers were opened up at home and abroad. And how the railways' finest hour would come in the face of their most deadly challenge. Would come in the face of their most deadly challenge.
That was Inuit and Bingo. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Go and both have a little cry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Sean's been on. He's in King's Lynn. Unfortunately, just been laid off work, but has got £25 redundancy. Wants to know if he can tag along
to your holiday in the Isle of Fernando's?
Of course, mate.
I like it that you're going to the Isle of Fernando's. What's the latest with that, please? Sorry, I have to ask every day. Sorry if this is boring you, but it provides me with constant amusement. Okay. What's happening with the £100 holiday for a week today, Chris?
So the latest is, because it's one of these voucher things, I've bought the voucher. Right. I've got to wait till it expires, which is going to happen tonight.
Yes.
And then I'm going to... So I think that expires at midnight.
All right, so we're near purchase now.
We're near purchase. And then I've got to, I assume I ring the hotel and book my holiday in the Isle of Fernando's, as it's now being told to me.
Have you persuaded the other people to go? So have you got it for 25 quid each for a week?
I mean, what's annoying here is they've all heard all this on the radio.
Oh, awkward.
So they're all thinking of pulling out, in which case I'm yeah.
I also have an email today from a trainee travel agent who's working like as a travel agent at the moment, like trainee one, saying it's an absolute scam. Don't
right,
do
no,
it.
No, I don't think it is.
Do you want Mrs. Ford to do it on to you,
no.
just so you can see?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you saying on Dear Scott this week? Let's have a little one now, and we'll have some more later. Thank you for your emails this week.
Dear Scott, last week I had to have an MRI scan. I don't know if you're familiar with MRI scans, but it isn't much fun. They slide you into a machine with this cage over your face, and you lie very still as the machine does its thing, making very loud noises. No matter how confident you are beforehand, as soon as they put you into the machine, you get a sudden onset of claustrophobia. Anyway, as the radiographer led me down into the machine, he said they play music to relax you, and he gave me some large headphones. When I put them on, it was Radio 2, I think, but they switched it to Radio 1, considering it the trendy radio station.
Oh, I like that, the trendy radio station.
Mm.
That's what people who do MRI scans think we are. We are, really. We should use that as our slogan, though, I like it.
BBC Radio 1.
Why? The trendy radio station.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
I liked it. Continue.
Well, the song finished, and I suddenly realised... It was Thursday, it was 1:45, it was innuendo bingo.
Oh, God, you don't want that when you're having an MRI scan, do you? Or maybe you do.
I don't know.
You've got to lie still.
You have to lie very still in the MRI machine.
Yeah.
And this became quite a challenge as I listened to the innuendos and struggled very hard not to laugh. Mega lols. So, yes, thank you very much for an entertaining MRI scan. Katie, 16, Scotland. P.S. As it turns out, no tumour. Yay!
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 Yeah! Thank you. That's a sweet email. Thank you very much for that. Anything else you've got to say anytime, questions you want to ask, things you want to tell me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it. Put subject, Dear Scott, and send it. You'll probably get on. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but most things, if you write them on an email, they'll be on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Got loads of people, radiographers, who listen. You know, we were saying about that girl had the MRI scan while listening to Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Nikki's been on, who works at the University College Hospital in London, saying that she does MRIs and was certainly not, if it was her taking the MRI, be able to stay still whilst listening to this show. While spending time on research and not working with patients in the MRI scanner, I constantly listen to Radio 1. However, I can't put it on when they're having an MRI scan.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Cool, we haven't done this for a while. It's show and tell.
It's my show and tell today.
Yeah, what have you got?
It's an odd one, this. My mate is my show and tell.
Oh, do I finally get to see Sir Dossa?
No, it's not Sir Dossa. It's another one of my friends. But people say what he does is a bit weird, but I just wanted to sort of show you and see what you thought about this.
Right. Okay, so this is something that your friend does, not you.
Not me, no, my friend.
And everyone else thinks it's a bit weird, but he thinks it's fine.
He thinks it's fine. I think it's perfectly fine, but for some reason loads of people think it's a really strange thing to do.
Right. What's he just want my opinion and what I think or
yeah,
what the listeners think?
Everyone, yeah. Because people say he's weird, and I don't really see why.
Okay, well, am I going to meet him, or...?
Yeah, I've brought him with me.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to go get him?
Yeah, go and get him.
Hang on.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, friend of Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
What's occurring?
What's your name?
Fernando.
Nice to meet you, Fernando. How come I've never met you before?
I don't know. I just haven't really featured much in the hit series 24 Years at the Tap End yet.
Right.
And you're not Chris, you're a friend of Chris's.
I'm a friend of Chris's.
Right, what, you're, so your name's Fernando, I know that.
I'm definitely not Chris.
How do you know Fernando? No. What? How do you know Chris?
I've known him for many years. He's a legend. Everyone knows Chris. Legend.
Sure, okay. All right, so what is this thing then that you think is fine, but everyone else thinks is a bit weird?
Well, shall I let Chris explain?
Okay. Yes, Chris, what do you think?
Okay, hang on.
Hiya. Hello. So what
Why
it
are you
is?
Saying hello, you've never left.
So what it is that my mate does,
right,
is he makes a list in his phone of anything that the girl he's seeing, anything that she does wrong, because he finds that often they get into arguments, and she will say, "You did this," you know, and at this point he can produce a list of things where he goes, "Actually, well, no, you did this on November the 13th at 8:04, because his memory isn't very good.
So, Fernando, you actually write the date and exact time down of what your girlfriend did wrong?
Yes. When there's arguments in the future, I have a list of things that I can then take you through.
So you'll be like, "Well, actually, I refer you to February the 9th, 2011, where you said that you weren't bothered about me leaving the butter out of the fridge."
Exactly. Exactly that.
Right.
So I've always got a leg to stand on.
And this is only you that does this, Fernando. Chris doesn't do that to any girls that he might be seeing. It's
absolutely
just,
not.
Just
Chris
you.
Has never, I know this for a fact, Chris has never done this.
Okay.
I keep the list in the notes section of my phone. Mm. And I think it's perfectly fine.
Chris, can you confirm that you don't do that?
Yes.
Hello. I definitely don't do
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
But if I did, lots of people think this is weird. And I think it's perfectly fine.
Okay. So does Fernando have any examples of what you mean?
Yes, he does. Fernando?
Hello.
No, Scott. That one.
Oh.
Hello.
That's it.
I do have some examples, Scott. And I've kept them in my phone.
All right, so if you are ever in trouble with your girlfriend, you can just whip out your phone.
Yes. I've got a timeline of events that I can refer to.
Can I hear some then?
October the 15th, 3:03 p.m. Sent pranky email from my account telling 6 different people I fancied them.
So she sent an email saying what?
She sent an email to a male colleague that I work with saying, "Hello, I really fancy you. Love, Chris." Fernando. So I wrote it in my phone.
Okay. With the exact date and time.
With the exact date and time, so that when I needed it for ammo, I had it there.
I quite like this.
Shall I go on?
Yes, please.
October the 20th, 5:03 p.m. Laughed at large spot on forehead. Now, you see, if I was to ever pick faults at her...
Girls hate that.
She'd shout, "Chris, Fernando, you can't say these kind of things to a girl. So why is it acceptable the other way?" Knocks me right off.
Can I just ask, let me put this out there. Is this a weird thing to do, or do other people keep a list of things like that? Could you let me know, please?
November the 16th, 9:30 p.m. Turned up half an hour late to restaurant.
Like, girls hate it when you're late.
Exactly. When I did the same, I whipped out my phone. I said, "Well, about 2 months ago, you did this." Yeah.
Well, what does she say when you whip out your phone with the exact time and date?
Well, she says I'm weird.
But it is weird a bit. Chris, some people are saying that your friend Fernando is a bit weird.
There's nothing weird about it at all.
You got one more for me, Fernando?
Yeah. I'll put Fernando on.
Okay.
November the 27th, 7:40 p.m, criticise new jumper. She started saying that she went... Shall I go, "Hello, oh?" Now, if I criticised something she bought, she'd... I wouldn't. It would upset her. And she got angry at me. Fernando. No, me.
But, Chris, any girl that you might be seeing doesn't need to worry, because you wouldn't ever do anything this weird, keeping a list and all that.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, Scott.
Right, sure. But you don't think your friend is weird for doing it?
I don't think he is at all. I think, as I said, he's just taken a very sensible precaution against the weirdness of girls.
I'd like to hear from you lot on this. Does anyone else keep a list of things that their partner does and then quotes it back at them when they do something wrong?
Like Fernando.
Like Fernando does. It would be really nice to meet you, Fernando.
Andrew Scott, I'd just like to say Chris is a legend and 24 years at the Tap End is the funniest thing on the radio.
I feel it's time for some real or no real. Anyone ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. Pop special today. So about some of your favourite bands and artists. They might be real facts about these people. Might be completely made up and a load of trash.
Birdie Nam Nam?
Is it real or no real?
Yeah.
Real. Real, obviously. All right, okay. Are you ready? It's 10 points. We're back to 10 points each now. It was far too complicated the other way. Mike, who is in New Zealand, in Christchurch, is 16, listens to the podcast every day. He's saying, you've recently changed the amount of Scott Mills points you get during Real or No Real to 10.3, and now it's returned to the standard 10, thank God. But now I have 3,448.9 SMPs, and was wondering if you could allow listeners to round it up to the nearest number so we don't have the added decimal point. You do what you want, absolutely. Round it up to the nearest.
Sorry, that's...